Hey, Mikey and Rin fans.
Hello.
I'm here to talk to you about hydration.
Mm.
Very important in this household.
Amen. I'm a sweater.
We have a Mikey who's a sweater.
True.
And we have a mama who's a breastfeeder.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always drinking water, trying to keep myself hydrated. It's summer. It's hot. I'm breastfeeding. And water sometimes just isn't enough.
No.
Enter Cure.
Cure.
The Cure.
The Cure.
For my hydration
Great
needs.
Band. Great electrolyte drink.
Great electrolyte drink. It's so delicious. Doesn't have a ton of gross sugars in it.
Mm-mm.
The taste is really gorgeous. The colors are really pretty.
They are beautiful.
It's all natural, so there's no like gnarly dyes, no Mm-mm. red number five in there.
For sure.
And they taste great. Keep me hydrated all day.
Amen. I always think it's weird that the sporty drink that you're supposed to drink after you do something athletic and healthy for yourself is always like the worst of the drinks.
Yeah.
I won't say any names, but one of them is real gross, like grosser than soda. Cure hydration formula is made with things like coconut water powder, pink Himalayan salt, no artificial flavors, sweeteners or preservatives. It's vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, making it a great option for anybody with any sort of diet moments in their life and any sort of preferences. I love it. It's not just straight sweet. It's like sweet enough, but then it's also got these kind of like fun, bitter and sour flavors that I love that make it feel like it's good for me.
Yes. So are you ready to combat hydration? Try Cure today. Feel the difference for yourself. Use code Let's Eat. That's LETSEAT for 20% off your order.
That is curehydration.com. Get hydrated. Mikey and Rin eating. Yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to... Oh, ASMR. AS Mikey and Rin eat in. Mm. I hate ASMR. Not only doesn't turn on my brain the way that people say it does,
uh-huh.
it makes me feel like there's bugs crawling under my skin.
Oh.
Like that Paul McCartney Christmas song.
That's a really bad song.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. I'm Mikey. Yes.
And I'm Rin.
Wonderful.
Yes.
It's a glorious day in the Chablanc estate household residence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not such a glorious day. Did you hear? I just heard that Jimmy Buffett just died.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was young too.
I was going to say.
I think he was 76.
Young and like living the fucking life.
I mean, the picture, they put up a picture on social media, on his social media, like announcing his death. And it was him like sailing. And, you know, he looks sun.
Kissed.
Like he definitely looks
sun
like.
Sun slapped.
Yeah. He doesn't feel like, he didn't feel like he was A, hydrated, B, sun protected
no,
as well as he could have been.
I doubt
but
that.
He was like an active dude and like looked like in good shape. So I'm, you know, could have been, they even announced what it was or whatever. But, and I was like actually not really like a big Jimmy Buffett music fan.
Oh God, no.
No, I mean, it was like a time and a place music. Like if I'm.
When you're at Margaritaville, what do you
want
to hear?
But I am a huge Jimmy Buffett fan as far as like his personality. He was just like an interesting guy. He was on, excuse me, that was gross. He was on a couple podcasts that I listened to as just kind of like a fun guest that would come on. First of all, the dude made a wild empire. Like
unbelievable.
I mean, and like the whole Margaritaville thing, all the restaurants, all the like branded stuff that he did.
And then he basically only did concerts like on beaches,
oh,
right?
He would fly. He'd like do concerts. In, like,
take his private plane.
Right. He'd do like the Keys.
Yeah.
Like I saw one where he was, I think it was in the Florida Keys. And everybody's all the parrot heads are like standing there waiting for him to come, right? And he buzzes the crowd in his seaplane that he's flying, lands it in the water, walks out of his plane up to the stage, and boom, right into Cheeseburger in Paradise. Like, fucking.
That's the life.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, that dude wore shoes. Okay. That man had more money than anywhere one that wears shoes as little as he does. They're inversely correlated, or yeah, maybe inversely correlated. Uh-huh. The amount of shoeless time that he had and then the amount of money that he made, more than anyone in the world. Guaranteed.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
No problem. $1 billion. So yeah, that was the first thing. Sad JB loss. Lots of losses lately. And just get ready, everybody, because there's a queue of a lot of very important people in our cultural world that are all getting up there. Mm-hmm. So it's just, yeah. Another thing was, this is kind of a side thing, but if you feel like it, I was just reading an article about Apple reviews or reviews on Spotify and stuff, but mainly Apple reviews, and how important they are for people finding your podcast.
Oh yeah. So we haven't talked about that in a while.
I know.
So why don't we introduce ourselves first?
Oh, you can do, you'd like to do that every show. I don't give a fuck. You should be listening to our show and you should know exactly who we are.
Yes. But if you're not and you're just popping in and you'd like to review it after you listen to this.
Yes.
Listen to this episode. I'm Rin.
She is.
Acupuncturist, herbalist, lover of all things edible.
That's true.
Me and Mikey are a unit, a pair, a couple.
Yeah. Bonded pair.
Soulmates.
Yeah. Double ring thing. We are. And we cohabitate and yeah.
And we co-parent small human that is 9 months old.
We do. His name is Riggs.
And Mikey, who are you?
I am so many things.
You are.
I'm a ginger. I'm a pseudo intellectual. Mm-hmm. No. I'm a chef for my job, and I specifically work in food innovation. So I help people and companies make up new exciting food. So I kind of am like the fun dad that comes in and says, I'll give you 100 weird, crazy ideas that you can make, and people usually end up making one or two of them. But I went to culinary school in Napa Valley and worked in food for a long time now. And so, yeah, our show is about food and what we're eating, what you could be eating, the fun things about food. And then it's also just about, I think food to me is the reason that I'm in the food industry is that it's just, it creates like an outline for a really fun life.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than gathering around a big table with people that you love, drinking a little too much, eating a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telling stories.
Yeah. And Mikey is the thrower on of butter to our meals, and Rindog like is the how are we gonna get enough nutrition into all three, well, four bodies in our household?
That's true.
We have a little doggy,
we
too.
We have a puppy, yeah.
And so, yeah, when we come together, I think it's pretty special food wise because we always come up with something,
yeah,
fun, creative, interesting, super healthy, and most of all, delish.
Totally, yeah. And we're kind of the like good for you and good for you family, mm-hmm. like. Good, you're kind of good for you functionally, good for your body, mm-hmm. and I'm like good for your soul, good for like, you know, this being the salve for all literal and metaphorical wounds. Okay, so now that you know who we are, go and leave an amazing review at Apple Podcasts and get us 10 million listeners. Okay, so we have today's show. The main meat of our show is going to be about salt,
yeah,
and
yum,
unsalt. Mainly because we have a baby who can't eat salt. Mm-hmm. So we've been having to kind of like, as a very salt rich household, we've been having to kind of figure out ways to make our food delicious without using salt. Yep. Before we get there though, I have a little a segment that I didn't tell Renee about, but I wanted to do. This is not like a quiz, but this is just, it's a segment that I'm going to do.
Great.
And this segment is called Makes Me Feel Rich. And there are certain food things that make me feel super rich. Are you ready to hear them?
I'm ready.
Yeah. I've just had them and they've kind of all happened this week. Mm. And so I like moments in life where there's like, I think there's something like you have a new pair of shoes or you've like just gotten your car washed or something, or you just wash your car. And it's like, you just feel you're like, fuck yeah. Like,
am I Jimmy Buffett?
Everybody. Yeah. I'm flying into my seaplane. Everybody's noticing. And they're making the international parrot head call, which is Jimmy, something like that. But yeah, you feel like I'm feeling my oats, right? Yeah,
yep.
And so in the food world, there's a couple things that make me feel this, that make me feel wealthy and just like everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
First one, and it might be a weird one, counterintuitive, is an empty fridge.
Mikey did just say this earlier this week.
An empty, clean fridge. Oh, I think it's like limitless possibilities and no pressure to have to fucking use stuff before it dies or something like that. When I look at a full fridge, I'm like, God damn it, there's going to be so many dishes.
And so many leftovers that you don't want to consume.
Exactly. I like
will food. Say you did a killer job on leftovers yesterday.
I'm not going to lie. I do. I love a fridge clear. I think we've maybe done a fridge clear episode, but we should do one.
Yeah.
I do love a good fridge clear, but I'm a little bit of someone who I like meals on the first go round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not a big leftover guy. I will admit that. So first thing, empty fridge, which seems kind of weird. I like a full freezer because no pressure with a freezer.
True.
That shit's just going to maintain.
Like our child. He was frozen.
He was frozen.
For 2 years.
For 2 years. Uh-huh. That's true.
Yep, yep.
I feel like your voice is so much more sonorous than mine. You're like pressed up on the mic and you feel like you're really.
I have a face for radio. What can I say?
You're 1-900ing me right now. Okay. And then so related to that, but also kind of the opposite of that, full snack cabinet.
Which we don't have right now.
We definitely don't have right now. I feel very poor in that category. Hmm. Yeah. Like a full thing of like crunchies, chocolate. Mm. You know, we're like a household where we have, you know, only like kind of 80% and above. Is that our?
Yeah. 85 is my favorite. Oof,
too high for me. But yeah, I'm kind of 70 and above. Rennie's 80 and above. And then we always, you know, I love having peanut butter and just things that I can go in and crunchy, crunchy, munchy, munchy on, mm-hmm. but they're not time sensitive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three, our dog eats like wet food, but it's like dope wet food.
So raw. It's
raw. Well, raw food. Sorry. Yeah. It is wet. But sure is. Quite wet. But it's basically just ground meat. It's like duck and like and then beets and carrots and all sorts of crazy shit.
Maybe not livers, yeah, but heart. Like,
it's a company called Darwin's out of Seattle. And this is not a paid advertisement. But and so it comes, it looks like ground beef or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, kind of in a block. Nothing makes me feel more rich than she has a little container that we keep it in. So you have like two of them at a time maybe. And she eats like half of one at each meal. And I opened it up today and there was two unopened ones, but both like were thawed and ready to go. And I was just like, I looked at Abby. I was like, I could give you this whole shit right now and it would be untainted.
Because it's almost like, I don't know, somebody was here doing that for you.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally. Right?
Which the person was me.
Right.
But you could think in your mind like, oh, man. Fairy. Yeah. Or we have that. We have the, what do rich people call it when you have like a person that runs your house?
Oh, I have runs no your idea household. What that's called. House manager, me?
Sure. Know. Manage. Sure. Let's just call it a house manager. Yeah. But like, oh, the house manager right. really was on top of Abby's well, food. This is sometimes like, they forget, but like.
The Rock. Really I watched The Rock. Had a thing where he was going to his house in some maybe Maui or something, and he like walks in and he's like, oh, they have my fridge, you know, they have my fridge
exactly. stocked with,
and it was yes. like everything's perfectly faced like in the stores, like labels out. I was like, god damn it, that's so dope. The other one that's funny is, have you seen that like TikTok or Instagram meme where it's like the guy and he's like the his wife is talking about cleaning the house or whatever, and he's like, I wasn't gonna tell you about this, but like I'm gonna let you in on this secret. And they go to the coffee table and he's like, I just leave my plates here and then the next day they're just gone, they're cleaned. And he's like, and I've been like testing it, I've been like leaving more and more stuff and then it's just gone. And she obviously is like cleaning. And then he's like, and then he's like, another place, he's like, I go over here and he's like, I just put stuff like in the sink and I just leave it and then it's just, it's like clean. I don't know, I just thought that was really funny.
That's good.
Okay, last but not least, gum or snacks in the car. Oh. Like I'll reach into our car, like into the glove box or something, and there's just like a pack of gum in there, or there's like a like beef jerky or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I am The Rock entering my private jet and it's stocked with Baby Ruths.
Right.
Yeah.
Your plane manager, your car manager did that for you.
Who was me? Just correct. Former me.
Right.
I which and you at didn't a remember. Convenience store. Didn't remember that I got like double mint gum. And then I was like, get in there. And I'm like, oh man, I can have fresh breath and move through the world at a higher speed than walking. Yeah. So, anyway, those are my make me feel rich moments.
That's good, Chief. I like that.
Speaking of make me feel rich, let's jump out and do a commercial and make some of that money.
Definitely.
Hey, Rin.
Hey, Mikey.
Do you think I have a new obsession?
You do. You do have a new obsession.
I do.
You do.
I call it I'm jetting. So we're talking about the Blend Jet. So the Blend Jet is, it's basically a handheld blender with a drinking vessel on top of it. And I've had this lifelong dream. Started probably not lifelong, but maybe high school, maybe junior high. I would get 7-Eleven Slurpees and I love them. But I always, they were just too sugary. I'd get the Coca-Cola Classic ones. It was just too sweet, too sugary, too much. And my dream was that I could have a Slurpee consistency, but ice water or ice water with lemon. And the Blend Jet has brought me this.
It delivers.
So like 6 times a day, I fill up my Blend Jet with ice and then fill it almost to the brim with water, a little squeeze of lemon, and then I blend it up. And it becomes this silk. The blade is so strong and so sharp that it makes this like super, super smooth, yummy, slurpy texture. And I just eat it with my spoon, drink it with my mouth, and I love it so much. My Blend Jet is my new girlfriend. Sorry, side piece.
Yeah, Mikey said it. Blend Jet 2 is portable. You can blend up a smoothie at work. You can do a protein shake at the gym.
That's me blending right now, jetting.
Or you can do a sugar-free, no additives Slurpee.
True.
It's small enough. It fits in a cup holder, but it's powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice. Mikey's ice. Yeah.
My ice, frozen fruit.
Frozen fruit.
Craziness. Probably your hand, but it's safe. It turns itself off so you can't chop through your hand.
Blend Jet 2 is super quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. We know how important this is in this house. We've got a new baby.
Word.
I make my smoothies every afternoon while he's sleeping.
Not in the Blend Jet sometimes, and it's in another blender that basically rocks the foundation of our home like an earthquake.
Lasts for 15 or more blends and recharges quickly with a USB-C. Best of all, Blend Jet cleans itself. Mikey loves this part when I use it. Blend water with a drop of soap. You're good to go.
It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? Go to blendjet.com and grab yours today. Be sure to use our promo code Let's Eat, LETSEAT, to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the Blend Jet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anywhere, anytime with the Blend Jet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code LETSEAT to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever.
What are you waiting for?
Get jetting. Okay, everybody, we are back from ourselves.
Hi.
You want to talk about salt?
Yeah.
Salt and unsalt.
Salt. Yeah. Salt and unsalt. Yeah. We are, you know, Mikey said this before, we're a house that definitely really enjoys salt. We are a household that has, counter kosher salt, you know, really beautiful. This is like, there's some things that we do every day that just feel very romantic or something. I like that. For me, it's
kissing in the moonlight.
Long walks on the beach.
Obviously.
No, but romantic in the sense of like, it's like a sensual experience, you know, yes, like
100%.
Like making coffee in the morning with the Chemex.
Yeah.
I love the grinding. I love the smell. I love the whole process.
I like the grinding too. We usually do have Lil Jon playing in the background. Yeah. Face down ass up. Come on.
And fine. Having kosher salt on the counter in the little Le Creuset container is like one of my favorite things.
And we use Diamond kosher salt, which I think is the best of the kosher salts because it doesn't have any anti-caking agents, are in a lot of iodized salts, and a lot of like Morton's has it, and it's just gross. It's not salt, you know, and it's there so that it doesn't clump up, but I can taste it. Like it tastes like baking soda.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And we also always have some sea salt around too, don't we?
Sure. So we live in Portland, Oregon. And I went out on a secret mission recently and got like two 5-gallon buckets of seawater from a bay. And I think a bay is kind of the best because it's saltiest and kind of like if you think about terroir, you know, which is like a wine term, but it's, you know, like the grapes take on the flavor of the land that they're grown in. salt, it obviously is like the ultimate terroir, right? Because it's just in the place that it's in, right? So I just think, so there's this bay is kind of famous for its fish, the quality of its fish, and then also the quality of its oysters. And to me, it's like, totally. Well, then the salt makes sense that it would be really great. And it's a bay, so like it's, it just feels like the salt content. I'm not, I don't know about this, but I feel like the salt content would be higher because it's just, it's deep and that water kind of sits in there. So I got, well, did I pour it through a thing? Anyways, no, I just got raw salt water.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I filtered it through like a fine mesh sieve with cheesecloth on it. That was it. I didn't like do anything else crazy to it. And then I just have a big like turkey fryer burner and then a big pot that's like a 40 quart pot, I think it is. And then I just cooked it down like till it was like a third of the volume. And then basically, and then it's like then science.
Sure.
Right. And so there's so many different methods that people use, but it's, but you basically just want to just cook it down and then cook it in a less aggressive process. So put it in an oven, basically. These are all things, there's a million YouTubers and people that are doing it that are better than I am. But anyways, I did that. It's not perfect, but it's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful though.
It tastes, and it's really, really,
really
good.
Really yummy. And it's so interesting to like note the difference between the sea salt and the kosher salt.
Sure, yeah,
the totally. Sea salt, it tastes like the sea.
When you, and then you eat like Himalayan pink salt or so whatever that's mined from the earth. And it's, and the interesting thing about like we ate the sea salt and it was like, this is really salty.
Yes.
Which is like a weird thing to say.
No,
it's like tautology.
It's, yeah.
But yeah, but it's like there is salt that's saltier than other salt, right? And so I just, so it's, and the thing that, you know, and then we have that, which some of it's flaky, but a lot of it is just kind of like, I use it for a finishing salt. Maldon sea salt from England is the, like the salt.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It looks like these little, you know, diamond crystals. And it's gorgeous for like putting on top of brownies or different things like that. And it's just, you know, such an important thing. All of this being said, we now have a baby who eats the same things that we do. So we basically make him a like a baby version of what we're eating. And so we're not salting anything. And, you know, I think it's probably, it ends up being like 50% of the time when we, like, I give him his thing or you give him his thing and then we salt our own stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
But some of the time we haven't been.
Yeah.
Because I think we've been cooking with ingredients that are not salt, but add the flavor pop that, you know, salt at the end of the day is a flavor enhancer. It's, I always just say it just takes anything that's in the meal and it just turns the volume up on it. Right.
Yep.
And the brightness. And so we've been using some things that aren't salt and techniques that aren't salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite things that happened. I think it was actually this week was Mikey prepared a dish, which I'm spacing what it was now.
Oh, it was beans.
Oh, the beans, of course.
Yeah. It was just two different types of beans that were canned beans, which, you know, have some sodium in, but I think these ones were no sodium beans.
No, those were, they had sodium, but you gave them a good rinse.
We rinsed them. Yep. So basically at the end of the day, they just taste like they're unsalted.
Yep.
And then, yeah, it was peppers. Oh gosh, I can't even remember what else was in it.
Swiss chard.
Greens. Yeah, yep. The greens. And then I gave it to Rinnie and she was like, you salted this. I didn't. So I had just added a ton of lemon juice or lime juice, actually. And then I had added some rice vinegar, right? Acidity. So let me just go through a couple of the things that I feel like are kind of, so if you search online, you search like salt alternatives. So first of all, there's a bunch of shit that people are selling that's like not salt and whatever. I didn't even really go into a lot of that stuff because I don't want that. I want a whole food. I want an ingredient that I can use that's like, it is what it is.
Right.
And I just find a lot of those things when it's like a sugar alternative or salt alternative, realistically, it's probably worse for you than the actual thing. So in our house, so citrus, number one.
Yeah, for
sure. Lemon juice, lime juice, grapefruit, whatever it is, acidity brightens everything. So it kind of adds that salt sort of element. Zest, you know, you can zest the peel of the citrus.
And for me, I always find when I'm cooking and I taste something and I say the words, what is this missing?
Yeah.
In my head, it's almost always acid.
Right.
Almost always.
So this is, I have an old thing that I've said for a long time. if I ever give feedback to a restaurant or to someone about a dish or their restaurant, I say turn the lights down by 20% and turn the acidity up in the food by 20%. And it's usually true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so citrus, number one with a bullet. We use like, what, 12 lemons a week probably? Oh my God,
so many.
So many. It's ridiculous. Second one, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but is sumac. Mm.
So good.
So sumac is ground from the berries of the sumac tree. It's beautiful. It's like a rich, rusty red color. And the way that I always talk about it, I often talk about it in relation to like fried chicken or something. It's a way to add acidity without adding moisture or liquid. Right. And it's so fucking good. It's basically powdered citrus flavor. It tastes like lemon.
Yep.
So yummy. Sorrel is also a green that's very much like this. It's very, very lemony and acidic.
Another really beautiful
gorgeous thing. Super gorgeous. Try to find sorrel, especially if you can find it from like a farmer near you. It's so good. Vinegar, again.
Yep.
Vinegar can taste like vinegar. So it's a dangerous thing to use because if you use too much vinegar, you're just going to taste vinegar. And sometimes that's good if you want something to taste pickled or whatever, but sometimes it's not so good. One thing that I love is like if you're going to make like, let's say fried chicken, marinate your chicken in whatever, like broth or whatever you're going to, or like, you know, soy sauce, whatever, but add vinegar to it. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's, if you want to just do straight vinegar, it makes for a really intense chicken. I love mm-hmm. it. And then you bread it and do it like the regular way. It's delicious.
And I, you know, there's also varying degrees of vinegary vinegar.
Of course.
Too, right.
Of
like
course.
Rice vinegar is pretty nice and mellow. Yeah, yeah. Apple cider vinegar is like, whoa.
I'm yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
And like, sure. white distilled vinegar, my favorite vinegar. I like the Heinz white distilled vinegar. I'm a basic bitch and it's so good though. I love it, but it's vinegar. Like you're going to taste it. And so you want to like cut it down a little bit. And I think people want to use sugar, but they want to sweeten it in order to get rid of it. I don't like that. Cause it makes it, it just goes, it then immediately goes too sweet. So I just cut it with water or broth and it's great. Speaking of water, tomato water. Mm. So like if you just kind of squeeze tomatoes or you use like if you're ever canning tomatoes, that the water that's kind of in there is really delicious. It's basically like MSG. Mm. The other thing that we have in our house is I have tomato skins that I dried out in the very, very low oven and then like pulsed and blended up. So they're like flaky. They look like red pepper flakes, mm-hmm. but it's just tomato skins. And tomatoes are like MSG umami bombs. Mm-hmm. So that was
that's
the
what
other
else
thing
put
I
in
threw
there.
In.
Yeah, that's right.
So into the beans. Mm-hmm. So it looked like it had a bunch of chili peppers, but it was just, it's tomato skins. And it's like, so it doesn't taste tomato-y. It just tastes like that meaty, umami, salty flavor.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And then the last one that I have, which is, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's like, it's one that people feel either really good about or really bad. It's polarizing. Is nutritional yeast.
Sure.
And nutritional yeast is really delicious. I love to throw it on my popcorn. It tastes cheesy. But some people feel, I think hippies kind of gave it a bad name. Mm. Put it on too much shit or whatever. And everybody was like, is this coming from your feet shavings?
Is this your toenail fungus?
Have you been buffeting around and then you've been like cheese grating nutritional yeast onto my vegan pasta? So anyways, those are just some thoughts. And that's like a beginning of a long list. There's tons of other stuff that's not salt. I mean, I was debating about talking about miso, but miso, it's salted. Salt,
yeah.
But it's like, I think there's also a difference. And you, from a nutritional perspective, could say something more about this. But there's a difference between something that's salty because it's salty, mm-hmm. like in its essence, and something that has added salt. Same with sugar, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, with miso, you know, it's basically soybeans, mm-hmm. right? That are fermented.
Yeah, they're not
so
salty to begin with.
Right.
I think of something like sea beans.
Oh, yeah.
They're salty, but like, would you consider it the same? It's still too salty for a kid. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And who knows? You know, I think we've probably given our kid maybe too much salt in certain things.
Probably. Cool.
There's this website called Solid Starts, which if you have a babe, you probably already know about, but it's really super informational. Mm. They give you basically every kind of food that you would think about introducing to a baby and they give it the nutritional break. They give it like a nutritional rating. They tell you the age that it's kind of safe to introduce it, how to introduce it. And then they have a whole section on, sodium in babies. And then like Mikey was just doing replacements for what you might give to them.
When it's so wild with a kid, because you don't think there's certain things you just don't think about being salty. The number one in our house was what? You remember?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. I was like, they're like, you should rinse your cottage cheese. Sure. There was other friends of ours that said rinse your, and I was like, oh right. Yeah. It is really flavorful because of salt. Because
it's salty. Totally. Right.
Yeah. And so it's like, Rinny was, I don't know if it was from that page or whatever, but it was like, she was just talking about how like the average kid, like people over, you know, feed their kid way too much salt. I mean, that's a really hard thing not to do. The amount of things that like, unless it's like kid specific and not salted or something, salt is such a, it's just a thing that just exists and it's kind of in the background on almost everything. Like, what's the reason that you like Goldfish crackers? It's not because of the cheddar, probably. It's because they're covered in salt.
Yeah. And think of how many kids are eating Goldfish crackers.
And Cheerios. Like, Cheerios are quite salty.
Have tons of salt. Yeah. And it's, you know, for kids, there's the kind of sodium balance in the body. That's a concern, like from an actual current health perspective.
Yeah.
But then also, you know, it sets you up for potential obesity and overconsumption of salt later on in life.
Gingivitis. Right? I'm just kidding. But no, it is. I mean, it totally makes sense. And it's like, if you look at diet related health conditions in our country, so many of them are related to salt, and so many of them are related to the trifecta, which is the salt, sugar, fat,
right.
You know, triangle of death.
Right.
But yeah, I just think it's like, I would love to hear people's salt alternatives.
Yeah.
Like, what are you using? What are the ways that you make, you know, things fun for your, and this is like, we're talking about this from a baby perspective. Mm-hmm. By no means did we start this because of a baby. Like, we're like really focusing on it now because of him. But like, we were using sumac and lemon juice and stuff for years because it's just, I know that I'm someone who if I like get too salty something, I'm like, this is good.
Well, and also at the end of my pregnancy, I had preeclampsia, which means a variety of things, but one of the components of it is high blood pressure.
Right.
And
right.
So I was really thinking about my salt intake. God. And so we started to do a lot of this kind of creative unsalt alternatives.
For sure.
Unsalt our food situation during my pregnancy. So
totally.
We got pretty adept.
And I just know how my body feels when I eat too much salt. It's not good. Like, I feel weighed down. I feel like really lethargic.
My sister and I like to call them salt sores.
Oh, sure.
If you've ever eaten too much salt and then like go inside your cheek. And
salt prizes. Like,
yeah. What happened? That's disgusting.
Good segue. We got a salt quiz, everybody.
Oh, no.
Salt quiz. I'm going to assault Rin with this quiz. Okay, we have a salt quiz, and this is about salty things.
Mm.
Yeah, very in line with our show. Are you ready?
Friends, if you haven't listened before, Mikey likes to, he used to just pepper in quizzes. Salt and pepper.
Nice.
He used to just pepper in quizzes every so often.
Yeah. And usually now, when we had a guest.
It seems weekly that I'm being tortured with these quizzes that I can never win.
No, they're unwinnable. Mm-hmm. Mostly, but yeah, the answers are subjective. I'm always so bad about this. Subjective? Yeah, because they're whatever I think is right.
Yes, correct.
The other thing, the reason that this is coming to you every week is that we've gotten some feedback from listeners that they love it. So you're welcome, everybody.
Thanks a lot, friends.
You asked for it. You got it. Okay, so salt quiz. Hey, Rin.
Hey, Mikey.
Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Okay, great. What is the best movie snack? The best snack while you're watching a movie.
Obviously.
I would say at the theater.
Obviously. It's popcorn that you, specifically we.
This is good. I like it.
Bring from home.
Yes.
Because we use an air popper, which is amazing.
If you don't use an air popper, get your shit together.
Yes. Air popper plus Kerrygold butter.
Yes.
Plus, obviously, salt.
Yeah. Yeah, because I go to other people's houses, and I'm not going to name names, but their last name rhymes with
Kablanc.
Kablanc. And my wife's last name is LeBlanc. But they make us popcorn, and it's basically a bowl of burnt teeth. Like fucking, when people make stovetop popcorn, it's all just burnt old toes. Air Popper is like the freshest, lightest. It's amazing. So good. That's the wrong answer. The correct answer is when I was living in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and a new movie theater opened, and they had soft pretzels. They had super pretzels that were so good. And I was at a movie by myself. I bought two super pretzels and a big thing of cheese, the like microwave cheese or whatever. Yeah. And I ate them. And then I left during a boring part of the movie and I got myself a third pretzel. And these pretzels were the size of my head.
Well, if you've ever eaten a super pretzel, it's called super.
Yeah.
There for a reason.
It's in the name. Yeah. Might as well call it President Pretzel. It's a big fucker. Okay. So yeah, salted pretzel time three is the answer. 0-1, Rindog. Okay. Second question. Uh-huh. What is the best reading snack while you're reading? What's the best snack to read with?
Best reading snack. What do I snack? I don't read anymore, so.
Yeah, she's late, become late in life illiterate.
I literally haven't even picked up a page of a book since our son was born, which is 9 months ago.
Adult onset illiteracy.
But I would say something crunchy. Mm. Pretzels really inspired me.
Yeah.
Not a super pretzel, but like a little...
Like a Roll Gold.
Little Roll Gold pretzel.
Well, and that actually is a really good reading snack because there's no damage to your finger.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, flipping potential. So it's like you're not
oiling you're not getting them wet or oily. Right. Yeah. Good answer. I would say pretzels. Bowl of pretzels.
Wrong answer. The correct answer was my grandmother, my dad's mom, who would read and have a palm full of salt, a palm full of iodized salt. This woman weighed as much as a bird. And what she
needed to have in her hand was a giant cheeseburger.
No doubt, for sure. But she would have a palm full of salt and she would lick her tip of her finger and then dip it in the salt and then put it back in her mouth. Wow. Yeah, iodized salt. Yeah.
Awesome.
Fucking great. She lived to 96 or something. Yeah, that's great. Salted herself. Yeah. Okay, so 0-2. Losing.
I know how numbers work.
You do. I don't know if you do. Adult onset illiteracy could come with also demathing yourself. Okay. Late night munchies before school. What's the best late night munchie before you have school the next day?
Well, knowing Mikey, as a little human.
Okay.
This was his come home from school snack though. Ooh. I'm just going to throw it out there. Better cheddars.
It's in the name.
Salty, cheesy, delicious.
I like crunchy. That it's a better cheddar obviously is alliterative. Is that how we say it?
Or sure.
Yeah, rhymes. Better doesn't imply best. It's better.
Like, these are just the better cheds.
Yeah, they're better than like eating an old diaper off the ground or something.
Better than the burnt teeth at your in-law's house.
It's better than the old burnt old toes. No, that's not the correct answer. The correct answer is when I was in college and I was in Niagara Falls for a big conference, a big presentation about our like big study that we had done. And I ate, there was only thing was a, what do you call it? Vending machine that was in the hotel that we were staying in. And I got two bags of Sour Patch Kids. And then I got two bags of like, I think it was Smart Food and Doritos or something. And what did I get?
I don't know.
Heartburn. Salt sores. No. I got salt sores. And I had to speak.
Because the Sour Patch Kids.
I had to speak for like 20 minutes the next day on this subject or whatever. And I was like, I was salt sored as if I was like one of those people who's been like lost in the Andes for months and their lips are all fucked up. I was like, side story. I also cut my own hair. This is around the time that I started buzzing my own head. But I would cut it a little longer then, but I left the guard off of my buzzer and I buzzed to the skin one side of my head and I decided to not just shave my whole head. And so I turned a little bit left the whole time I gave the presentation because one side of my head was fucked up looking.
You should have done one of those costumes, you know, where, where like one side you're wearing a tux and the other side you're wearing a dress or something.
That would have gone really well for this presentation.
Yeah.
We might have won. Is that the way school works? Winning?
Sure.
Okay. And 0-3. Still losing. So the last question is, I almost forgot what this one was. What is the best salty snack while doing a sporting activity? This one's a little bit it's a little bit abstract, but we'll just call it a salty snack.
My first instinct was peanuts. Little bit of protein, little bit of fat.
I really love that.
Or like a, you know, like a GORP situation.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Is that an acronym?
I don't know.
It probably is. Peanuts. Go out. Peanuts recreate could be penis one of people. Them. Yeah. Go out and recreate people. That's what GORPS is. Okay, no, that's not the right answer. The correct answer is when you and I were hiking in Palm Springs and it was like 78 degrees, but it was the driest and most intense sun I've ever felt. Yes. And my shirt afterwards had, I could like break my shirt in half because I had sweated out every mineral in my body and I could crack my shirt. So it was a little bit of an abstract. It's not really a snack, but what's the best salt?
I mean, you product? Were a snack.
I am a snack.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you. So that's 0-4. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but you did lose this quizathon.
You know, I'm not feeling salty about it.
Fuck. Okay. That's a point. You win. But it's after the fact. So it doesn't really count towards the official scoreboard.
Oh my God. I'm yep. looking up GORP and I don't really see anything. Yeah, I thought it was
or
like
short for something.
Raisins, peanuts.
Oh,
with the G and the O R, but
granola, oatmeal, Gravlax, oranges. No, they probably raisin peanuts.
Yeah.
It's got to stand for that. Granola.
The occasional
thing. Oats.
Good old raisins.
Granola, oats, raisins. What good old raisins? Stop. That's the patriarchy. I hate that.
That was REI, which is
a bunch of white nonsense. Okay. Well, so again, if you like our show, and why would you? There was a great Family Guy episode where Joan Rivers was like on the red carpet and she's interviewing, like, what were you wearing? And he looks down and her microphone's not plugged in. And he's like, you're not even talking to anybody. And she's just been like doing it because she's just like wants to be on the. I just think we're talking into nothing. I don't think the show actually gets released to anybody. We're going to find out that I've been leaving all the reviews. And yeah. That's great.
Oh,
but we love you guys. If you do like the show, don't hate the show. Let's just put it that way.
if you can tolerate us.
Yeah. Leave us an Apple review. The more stars, the better. We'd love to bring more people to the fold. And you know, the best Apple review? Just tell a friend.
Yeah. Just tell a friend. And then they'll tell a friend.
I like this show. Yeah. Yeah. Pyramid.
Yeah.
But we love you guys. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com if you want to reach out to us. Also at Mikey and Rin. Rin is spelled RINNE. On Instagram, and
we should put up some salt. Did you take pictures of your process?
Oh, I did actually take pictures, but yeah, I'll put those up.
Yeah, we'll show you this week.
Show some salty stuff.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, saltiness. Again, we love you guys. This is Mikey signing off.
Rindog out.
Hey, fam. Mikey here. So obviously, Rinny is the brains, the beauty, the brawn behind our episodes, behind the beautiful podcast that is Mikey and Rin Eat In. But I am I'm the tech savvy fella. So I do all of our editing, recording, all of the equipment stuff. And I have had a heck of a time finding the proper platform, host service, all the things for our podcast. I'm new to this. This was the first time we've ever done this. When we started podcasting, I had no idea what I was doing. And we kind of got run through the ringer. We are now using Zencastr. So it's Zencastr. And it makes everything so easy for beginners and professionals, all the things. Everything's in one easy dashboard. You can insert ads. You can edit. There's a lot of cool AI technology that I haven't really even dipped into yet, but it makes it all sound amazing. There's even an automatic platform that takes out the ums and ahs in podcasts, which if you listen to our show, I have not utilized yet because there's lots of ums and ahs, but Zencastr is amazing. So go to Zencastr.com. That's Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code Let's Eat, LETSEAT, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences that I do for all my podcasting and content needs. And it's time to share your story. Do you have a podcast living inside of you? I did. And now it's out thanks to Zencastr. Do it.